So looking at this passage of scripture here today, we have the encounter of the man who's known as the maniac of Gadara. And this maniac of Gadara, he was possessed, the Bible says, and there were a lot of traits in this man's life that showed the demons that were in him. And it just so happens to be that the whole world is going to be celebrating death in just a few more days here. And I'm one of them old-fashioned preachers. I'm against Halloween. This morning, we're getting ready for church and so forth, and our girls are watching TV, and they had it on, and my stepdad just puts the channel on, and they don't really tell him, hey, we can't watch that. They're afraid to. So I come in, and there they were, and there was Halloween stuff. He says, they can't watch it? And I said, no, they can't watch it. He goes, oh, you're crazy, whatever. And all right then, he put on hunting. I said, amen, praise the Lord. We'll watch somebody stick a deer with the bow. Amen, I'd rather watch that than anything else. But we're not going to do Halloween.
Amen.
We're not going to participate in demonic activity. It was Anton LaVey that said the two most important days in a child's life are his birthday and Halloween. He said that, and he says, and I'm glad that Christians let children celebrate those things. Just think about that for a moment. Here's a man that's possessed. There's some traits about him here, and we're going to kind of go through them, but the Bible said that he was in the tombs. You look at people decorate their yards. What do they put up in their yards? Tombs. It sounds kind of demonic, don't you think?